With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Partial shutdown affecting much of Uncle Sam began Saturday as the funding bill makes its way through the House. Now, Majority Leader Steve Scalise says President Trump has been working to get the measure passed. Trump administration plans to deploy nearly $12 billion to create a strategic reserve of rare earth elements, a stockpile that could counter China's ability to use its dominance of these hard-to-process metals.
Today we're launching what will be known as Project Vault to ensure that American businesses and workers are never harmed by any shortage. We don't want to ever go through what we went through a year ago. Just as we have long had a strategic petroleum reserve and a stockpile of critical minerals for national defense, we're now creating this reserve for American industry.
National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center meteorologist David Roth says one state in the South experienced record-breaking cold.
There were a good amount of record lows set in Florida yesterday, too. In fact, there were some record cold high temperatures yesterday in Florida. Like a lot of the peninsula, struggled to get out of the 40s. The Keys couldn't get out of the 50s yesterday. And this is after starting... they had temperatures in the teens and 20s and low to mid 30s, even in South Florida. And there were 40s in the Keys yesterday. It happened again this morning.
Bill and Hillary Clinton have now agreed to testify before the House Oversight Committee for its probe into the Jeffrey Epstein matter. The two had faced contempt of Congress charge had they not agreed to testify. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration concluding San Jose State University discriminated against women by allowing a man to play on the women's volleyball team. Education department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. University would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to the women. This is SRN News. Now, a rebound on Wall Street stocks. Watch them climb. Here's correspondent Seth Sutel.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a three-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 515 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Trading in precious metals took some more sudden turns. The price of silver erased a 9% loss from overnight, briefly pulled higher, then closed lower. Gold briefly sank below $4,500 an ounce. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk joining his space exploration and artificial intelligence ventures into a single company now before a massive planned initial public offering for the business later this year. More details, srnnews.com.